Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, let's talk about this. So I'm just going to give you my view of watching the World Cup draw for the first time in my life. I made it a point to try to be up here right at 11 o'clock. You guys know I do TV with Fox 4 from 9 to 10. I kind of sit around, hang out with them, you know, just kind of talk. And then I try to get up here around 11 o'clock. But sometimes, you know, I kind of mosey a little bit. I made it a point to try to be here at 11 o'clock. And I look at Rob, and I'm like, hey, Rob, text me whenever they're ready, whenever they're about to start doing the announcement. I'm going to work on some stuff, but I want to watch it with you. So I go off, and I'm working on some stuff. 11:15 passes. 11:20. 11:30. I text Rob like, hey, did you forget about me? No, they're doing some musical guest. Okay, not really what I was expecting, but okay. Noon happens. I'm thinking Rob just doesn't want to hang out with me. I'm like, Rob, what's going on? Like, no, nothing? No, man, they haven't even started yet. I looked at my watch. What? They haven't started yet? So then I go down, and it's me, Scott Parks, Rob, and the boss man, Steven Spector. And watching how mad Rob and Scott Parks were as they were doing this draw made it entirely worth it for me. I don't know who's in what group. I don't know who's good for the most part. I don't know who's bad for the most part. I don't know how the draw works. I'm just sitting there, and after every celebrity appearance, after every skit, after every Kevin Hart joke, I could just see it was making Rob and Scott Parks more and more mad and frustrated. And I looked at Rob and I said, they're not going to do this until 12:30. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, this makes all the sense. They're going to waste your time for 90 minutes. You're going to sit through all of these commercials, and then the 30 minutes at the end are going to be exactly what you wanted it to be. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm just telling you. To see Rob and Scott Parks go from mad to on the edge of their seat, writing it down. I mean, they were like the kids that like are going to actually fill out the bracket for themselves, not wait for CBS Sports to tell you, and then you can print it off the website. I mean, they're sitting there, they're writing it down, they're discussing the groups. I was happy just to see Rob happy as he was watching this. So, Rob, I'm going to move out of the way because I have absolutely no clue what's going on. You guys were so excited about the United States draw. Everybody seems to be so excited about the United States draw, which at least history tells me you're about to be very disappointed in how they play. I'm sitting there thinking, hey, none of these groups really sound that bad. I know there's that group of death, and I'm thinking, all right, one group's going to have like Spain and Brazil and Portugal. That's not how it worked. So I don't know anything about it. So this week, you're going to be our World Cup correspondent for 2026. What did you make of the World Cup draw?
So first and foremost, I will tell you, that was the most drawn out, arduous process I've ever been a part of. I tweeted this out, and I truly feel this way. I will never complain about CBS Sports and how they handle the NCAA tournament ever again. Give me one bracket, commercial break, bracket, break, bracket, break, done. It might be a 10-minute process that takes 45, but that is a breath of fresh air compared to what FIFA was doing. it was Kevin Hart who I don't think he had a script. He just was vibing up there with Heidi Klum. We had skits. We had musical guests. We had Lauryn Hill. We had some sort of, you know, cellist. It was just, we were giving out awards. It was just, we were telling jokes. It was just awful. Awful, awful, awful. And that's before we ever get to the draw part where Wayne Gretzky mispronounced about every country he had to say, including Jordan. He found a way to mess up the country of Jordan. He called it Jordan. Just an awful television product. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at Fox. I'm mad at FIFA that I got up here at 11 and I wasted 90 minutes of my life that I will literally never get back preparing for the draw. Let's push all that to the side. This draw for the United States is perfect. Now, it's worth noting that the host countries are usually given a little kiss. They're given a little nod, a little nudge, a little wink, wink. Hey, we have your back because the longer the host nation goes, the better it is for ticket sales, television partners, everyone. So they try their best in the way they build these groups to benefit the host nation. That has always been a thing. But even in that pantheon, boy, this couldn't have gone better for the United States. They play Paraguay to start their group play. Carrington, in a match that only hardcore soccer fans were watching, a month ago, the U.S. thumped Paraguay. They just played them. They beat them. Australia. The Socceroos are fun. They're exciting. They're interesting, mostly because you get to say Socceroos. They are not a world power. They should take care of business there. Now, we don't know their fourth team because there's a play-in game to see who the fourth team is. It might be Turkey, which could be a little bit of a problem. But if it's not Turkey, it could be Kosovo, which the average fan listening has no idea where Kosovo even is. So this is a real win for the United States on the field. And I saw a friend of the show, Nick Wright, refer to this group as the group of life. They have given air to the United States making a run. I don't think they're a finals team or a semifinals team, but could I see the United States winning this group and ending up in a round of 16 or a quarterfinal match because everything's breaking right? I could. The group has been just the easiest path to the United States.
So you're confident? Because I only bring this
I'm
up.
I'm confident their group is easy, which makes life easy. Okay. It's like when the NCAA tournament is released and you're like, man, we're a two seed.
You but like your draw.
You like your draw. That's it's part of it's not just who you are. It's who you get to play.
I only bring that up because you know that one of my theories is everybody cheers for Missouri. You might not cheer for actual Missouri, but there is a team that you root for and support that gives you that same feeling. You get all excited about them. And at the moment you're at your most excited, they crush your dreams. You cheer for Missouri. You cheer for United States men's soccer. You guys have probably learned this about Rob. That's Rob's favorite team. Like, if I could tell you right now that there is one team that he could see make a run, Rob would take the United States making the Final Four of the World Cup over Kansas winning the national championship in basketball or football. He just wants to see United States men's soccer. So the fact that you're so excited about their draw, Rob, the same way that you would tell me as a Missouri fan, hey, man, don't get that excited about it. They're only going to let you down. I have to give you that same advice as my brother. Stop doing this with the United States soccer team. All they've ever given you is heartbreak and disappointment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DiAnaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.